We get it underway in the second hour, though, by welcoming right here to the show and the studio from Ten Bucks Theater Company, Jen Snow. Jen, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
And the lovely and talented Ron Lisnett. Hello, Ron.
Greetings, Mr. Kimball.
So nice to have you here as well.
Indeed. Same here. Back at you.
Your basketball season is over.
Yes, yeah. No more being on a bus for a while, which is okay by me, but I'm sorry to see the men's team at the University of Maine season come to an end. Made progress, though. I think they're headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, we want to talk, though, about movies and a great new addition to what 10 Bucks Theater Company provides for the art scene in this area, and that is moving into becoming an art house theater. First of all, how did this all come about? What's the backstory on it?
So,
go ahead, Ron.
I'll take that cue. It's the type of film, a place to watch films that I grew up with in Connecticut, and it was, I just remember fondly going to late nights, going to see a concert film or Rocky Horror Picture Show or what have you. You know, the stuff that wasn't going to the major movie theaters. And I just think there's a space for that, and there's so many films that people might be interested in. I think, everybody has a widescreen TV now, and it's great to be able to sit with 5.1 surround sound and watch movies or watch your favorite TV shows. But there's something about going to a cinema, going to a theater, and sitting there and getting your box of popcorn and just experiencing that like we all did when we were kids. I mean, you weren't watching those kinds of movies at home on your black and white TV or whatever. I'm aging myself here, but I just think there was space for it, and it's the type of thing that I think a lot of people, will flock to. And a city the size of Bangor, there's a place for this kind of thing. I think
I agree completely. I mean, when you mentioned sitting there in the theater too, and I don't want to sound elitist or anything, but. For some of the films that you look to show, being with people who want to see those films, that's a different clientele. Those are people who love films and often love film history, and the kind of people who will gather out in the lobby afterwards and talk about what they've just seen. And that just adds so much more to the experience, and certainly more than sitting home watching on your little flat screen.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's room for documentaries, concert films. Our first offering is a Charlie Chaplin film. And, there's so much out there that so much great content. And this is just another way to experience it. And I think hopefully people will come and check it out.
Well, you kick it off this weekend, Friday night at 6:30 and Saturday at 6:30. And you mentioned Charlie Chaplin's classic, The Gold Rush.
Absolutely. We're really excited to start with Charlie Chaplin. We were looking through kind of the types of movies that we wanted to start with, that we wanted to see, and that we thought would kind of capture that art house style feeling for our audiences. And Ron threw out a couple of Charlie Chaplin titles. We were like, that is the place to start.
I love it. Some things to know. You should get there at least 15 minutes before show start times. There will be concessions sold. And you're asking for a donation, suggested donation.
Right. We talked about that, whether charging for tickets or asking for donations. This is all, as Jen and I have talked and all the other members of the company, is all an experiment. We'll see how it goes. It might take a while to really find our groove and find out what programming people like, and do donations, make a difference versus ticket sales and how much popcorn, people will consume or what have you. But we're all interested to see how this plays out.
And this, of course, at your spot at the Bangor Mall, which, if anybody doesn't know, is between the old Sears store and Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right. Yeah. And, been there for what, a couple of years?
We moved in 2018. So been there. Yeah.
Couple years, Ron.
Couple years.
Yeah, I guess so. get to my age, it all blends together.
COVID time. COVID time skewed. Everything there. I want to also talk about one of the things that made this possible, and that's the generosity of the Penobscot County Commissioners.
Yes, absolutely. We were lucky to be working with a local grant writer who recommended that we submit something to the county commissioners, and through their ARPA funding, we were able to secure money to help us purchase the projector and the screen and get a couple of movies the rights for them under our belt so that we could get this up and running. We're really excited to be able to do that. And like Ron said, while we test the waters and we find out what's going to work in our space, it's nice to kind of have a little bit of a financial buffer.
So how often do you think you'll be showing films?
I think we're thinking once a month, maybe like a Friday and a Saturday. I think the next date, we were looking at that, but I'm not sure this is set in stone, was Friday, April 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So yeah, and just see if that frequency and, you know, that sort of time frame really works.
And so do you have a committee who decides what films? How do you prioritize what you want to show?
Well, since this has kind of been Ron's baby from the get-go, we definitely wanted to see what his thoughts were first. We have kind of an impromptu committee, really the group of people that have helped get this up and running in the theater. And we're all working together to see what direction we end up going with the films.
Now, are you the Ben Mankiewicz of the project? Are you going to be there and introduce each film, share a little history?
I love movies. I love films. I am not a historian by any stretch. And one thing I would say is that, you know, I think we're very open to taking suggestions from the public as to what they'd like to see. I mean, you know, Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton. You know, I could see showing a movie like Harold and Maude, you know, one of the classics from the 70s that you're never going to see, you know, unless you got TCM or something.
Right.
But movies like that are a little bit quirky and you know, maybe at the anniversary of Woodstock or something, we'll show that film or, you know, things like that.
I love it.
We've also considered showing films that coincide with some of the shows that we do. So, for instance, we had thought about if we could have gotten it running when we were doing The Woman in Black. We might have been able to show a film version of that, which would be really cool and kind of correspond to what we're working on in our theater lives and making that work with our movie life.
Oh, that's great. Now, are you able to show first-run films if they're not coming to the big Cineplex?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't really explored that because I was sort of afraid to see what the prices were and such. But you know, if you're not competing with you know, the chains that are around, I think it's possible. You know, I mean, this is not, we don't have the plush seats that, you know, that kick back and that kind of thing like you know, the major movie houses have. So you know, it's a different experience. You know, it's a little more homey.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to ask you this too. If people want to know what's coming up, obviously you'll have it on social media. They can visit the website too to find out more.
Yeah. Jen.
Our website is 10buckstheater.org. We keep everything listed on there. We also have events and postings on our Facebook page. So definitely checking in there to get the latest and greatest on what dates, times, and titles we're showing.
Excellent.
And I think one other thing is that, you know, 10 bucks has this space, you know, and there's theater productions going on, but using it more often, these films will fill the place and maybe bring people back for theater. There's also talk about a variety show that is being put together, different acts from music or theater or what have you. That's coming up next month, I think.
Yep, in April, we're doing a variety show so people can sign up and come in and do a 5-minute act of whatever they'd like to do, monologues, songs, dance numbers, whatever.
Rich, I hear you're a great juggler.
Well, I mean, jobs, yes, I juggle those.
Right. Well, you're signed up now.
Okay.
Get to work.
Speaking of talents, I want to mention as well, it's that time. You're already thinking ahead to summer, and you've got auditions coming up for a little Shakespeare on the River.
Indeed. Henry V is the choice for this summer. And
our auditions are the 22nd and 23rd of March. You can sign up to get a slot for those auditions through our Facebook page or our website as well. Come out, do a little French, maybe a little fighting, a little, you know,
once
history.
More into the breach.
Absolutely.
How many years will this be of Shakespeare Under the Stars?
I think we took it over in 2006.
2004, I thought.
Somewhere in there.
Wow. Yeah, so
15, 17 years, somewhere in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tremendous news. 10 Bucks Theater Company doing more great things for the arts in the area. Ron, Jen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That's great.
Great to see you. And again, check out the website for more information,